Now, bright and early on this Monday morning, let's talk some Buffalo Bills football with Matt Sabuda as we go beyond the playbook. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. Bills lost to the Jets 27-23. They're now 4-9 on the season. What happened yesterday?
Yesterday was a major disappointment. And even though the Bills are outside of the playoff picture, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's really important for them to use these final games as a building block for the next season. And part of that building is to beat teams they're supposed to beat, and the Jets fall into the category of a team they're supposed to beat, but they couldn't make that happen, and it was one of those games in which it's fair to say that they beat themselves in a number of ways. And what I mean by that is the Bills kind of had a near stranglehold on the pace and momentum of the game early as they raced out to a 14-3 lead in the first quarter, but made far too many mistakes to maintain control, and those mistakes were led by special teams. And this is the second straight week that Buffalo's special teams has been terrible. This week, the poor play was manifested in awful kick return coverage, which gave the Jets an average drive start of the 48-yard line, along with a missed Hauschka field goal and another that was blocked, although he seemed to be injured due to a bit of a cheap shot. And I don't care how well your offense or defense does, if you have this kind of damaging special teams play, it's really difficult to make up for it. And there was the marquee matchup of the game, and I'm talking about hopeful quarterbacks of the future, Sam Darnold for the Jets, Josh Allen for the Bills, and Darnold came away with the win yesterday, deserved credit for leading his team on a game-winning touchdown drive, but was largely ineffective through most of the game. As for Allen, I'd have to rate yesterday's game as a regression from his Miami performance. On paper, he was the better quarterback over Darnold with 307 total yards, made up by 206 yards passing. And once again, an amazing rushing performance of 101 yards. Conversely, Darnold had 180 yards of offense, 170 yards passing, 10 yards rushing. But at the end of the day, a win is a win, and Darnold got the win against a superior Bills defense, which in my opinion does count for a bit of extra credit.
Well, unfortunately, Matt, we're in familiar territory here. The Bills out of the playoffs. They lost yesterday. What do we take from yesterday's loss, and where do we go from here?
Well, I'm sure you've sensed a theme. The answer, once again, rests largely in the development of Josh Allen. And while this week was his second straight with 300 yards combined passing and rushing offense, the Bills didn't draft him to lead the team in rushing every week. It's great that he's such a dynamic athlete, but he's going to have to use his rushing ability to open up opportunities in the passing game that he can actually capitalize on. And his offensive line protection hasn't been great, and his receiving core has been pretty bad as well, but he can't get into the habit of being a run-first quarterback, and it's just not a recipe for consistent success in today's NFL. Consecutive games of 300 yards of total offense is good, but 300 yards of passing offense would be better. And in the final three games, they're going to have to work on building a more consistent passing game with Allen. He needs to improve his accuracy. His receivers also need to step up, stop dropping balls. They're young and a raw passing offense, but they have little excuse when it comes to messing up the basics. And beyond Allen and the offense, the Bills have to hope the last two games have been an anomaly when it comes to poor special teams play. If they can't get their kicking and kick coverage back to a higher standard, they'll have an unexpected hole to address in the offseason. And despite the defense's excellent run, they did have a chance to shut down the below-average Jets offense to win the game yesterday on the final drive, but couldn't deliver. They've been good all season, but giving up a methodical game-winning touchdown yesterday is concerning, to be sure. So they lost the game. That wasn't consequential. As I said, the Bills are out of the playoff race, but it was the way they lost that was concerning, and they're going to need to learn from that and make immediate corrections to make the most of the final 3 weeks ahead.
All right, Matt Sabuda, we appreciate you joining us on this Monday morning. We'll talk to you down the line, and thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.